Hi, this is Kurt Franklin with Network Computing, here for another podcast. Recently, I had a chance to sit down and be on the receiving end of a phone call from IBM's Joe Anthony, who was talking to me on the occasion of IBM's release of some new products and technology in the area of identity federation. Now, identity federation is one of those ideas that just makes a lot of sense. We're going to all have our systems agree on what it takes to confirm someone's identity, to authenticate them. Well, this is a wonderful thing because it means that we only have to log in once. And in the case of applications, often that we only have to have one application on our workstation rather than a variety, one for every partner, customer, or supplier we work with. The problem is that, as we've seen in recent exploits, the identity information, and going beyond identity information, the personal information that can include financial data, is critical and is often far less secure than we imagine it to be. Now, Joe's particular area of concern is on the identity federation side. And like I said, this is something that I think just makes a lot of sense. The unspoken part of this is that if we're going to start having identity that means more, we have to protect it more. We have to be much more careful with the way we protect that information, the way we encrypt it, the way we guard our identity applications from potential compromise. I honestly believe that we're going to get to identity federation, the part of the puzzle that involves one application or one network accepting credentials from another, before we will reach the point of properly securing those credentials. But I'll admit, I sure hope I'm wrong on that. Anyway, here's a conversation, or a piece of it at least, that I had with Joe. Now, this was recorded in a little bit of an experimental way. I won't tell you precisely how low-tech the recording session was, but I hope you get the gist of it, and I'll look forward to hearing what you think about it. Here's Joe Anthony from IBM. Okay, Joe, first, can you tell me just a little bit about what identity federation is?
Sure. When users are taking advantage of identity federation, it allows them to sign on to an original identity provider, like their employer's local domain in the morning, and then be able to go ahead and access other third-party systems without having to use yet another user ID and password. So a good usage case of that would be an example of where an employee is logged into their employer's network, and when they want to access their 401k benefits, which are being hosted by a third party, they now can go ahead and directly access that through the HR portal and not have to type in the user ID and password of that third party site. And similar for healthcare benefits. So it's an ability to go ahead and take security credentials from one site and leverage those uniquely at another site under the covers with a much better user experience for the end user who's doing that, as well as cutting down on the IT administration costs associated with the security. It's still very secure. It's using security standards in the three main federation standards are SAML, Liberty, and WS Federation. But you're driving down the cost by using standardized communications, and you end up with a much better user experience in that process.
Okay. Now, are you seeing interest in the identity federation technologies that is equal across all different vertical markets and sectors, or are there particular sectors, maybe we should say particular qualities that define a sector that make one more or less likely to be interested in identity federation?
Sure. We see the greatest uptake in the sectors where there's an awful lot of partner-to-partner type communications, or where there is a lot of different security domains that are heterogeneous with inside a type of sector. And so good examples would be in the telco, finance, healthcare, and government sectors. Now, in the first three, there's an awful lot of partner-to-partner communications. Finance as an example, where you'll have certain companies will have niches where they do two or three things at a very detailed level, but when they want to go ahead and afford their customers the ability to have lots of extra services, they will partner with others who explicitly provide very deep knowledge, very deep services in a certain area, and they'll bridge those into the customer's portal view that they're accessing when they come to that company site. Healthcare, similarly, where you'll have different insurance providers linking in with hospitals, linking in with different labs, and you'll have an IT organization where there's a lot of a meshed infrastructure going on, where standardization and driving down those IT costs securely is very important. Government, you end up seeing a lot of different security domains within the government agencies and between the government agencies, and trying to do something securely where you're leveraging federation to raise up and abstract the level of security detail that's needed one level and use federation to bridge those gaps is a very key way of doing that securely.
Okay. And a final question. As you look into the future with identity federation, do you see it remaining a technology of niche interest, or do you foresee it spreading out much more broadly after it's established itself in particular sectors?
I think it'll be a much broader adoption. So I think as soon as you see the major sectors deploying it, you'll have the viral effect from a hub and spoke setup, where when the major sectors that I mentioned are seeing the cost benefits, and they then can pass that on to some of the other sectors that they pull into their IT infrastructure and start seeing the benefits spread even further. I think it'll be a very ubiquitous type technology over the next 12 to 18 months. And so we've already seen a good uptake in our existing customer install base who are wanting to go ahead and move to this technology over the next 6 to 12 months, and I expect that to continue into the other sectors very quickly.
Super. Thank you very much.
Thank you.